spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66. Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? If it's blues you like, get ready. We're gonna slap a whole bucket of blues on you because we are in session on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And oh, what a show we have for you today. The one, the only, some called her the Queen of the Blues, Coco Taylor is our featured artist. We're gonna have spins from award-winning Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram. Albert Cummings is gonna be around. Beth Hart's gonna get out of the box a little bit with something I think you're gonna like. John Lee Hooker's gonna team up with Canned Heat. Freddie King's gonna be around. Dr. John, Bobby Blue Bland. Here's one you want to stick around for. Boss Skaggs and Dwayne Allman, recorded at Muscle Shoals. A masterpiece, in my opinion, called Loan Me a Dime. That's coming up later on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. But right now, let's get her kicked off. How about this? A trio, John Mayall, Eric Clapton, Curtis Barber. Their song, Hoochie Coochie Man.
Gypsy woman told my mother before I was born. Said you got a boy child's coming. Gonna be a son of a gun. Gonna make pretty women's jump and shout, and then the world wanna know what this all about. Got a black cat bone, got a mojo too, got the John the Conqueror, gonna mess with you, gonna make you girl, leave me by my hand, then the world know, coochie coochie man, but you know I'm here. Thank you. a seventh day, on a seventh month, the seven doctors say that he was born for good luck. That you see, I got $700. Oh, you mess with me, you know I'm here.
Without saying, I bet even Muddy Waters would have been proud of that rendition of Hoochie Coochie Man. John Mayall, Eric Clapton, and Curtis Barber. What a rendition of Hoochie Coochie Man that was. Coco Taylor is our featured artist this week. Coco was born on a farm near Memphis, Tennessee. Got to singing in clubs around Memphis. Was married to a truck driver. They decided it'd be better to move to Chicago in the late 50s. Coco was singing in clubs around Chicago and was spotted by, now here's a name that we've talked about quite a bit. Coco Taylor was spotted by Willie Dixon. Put in a good word for her, took her over to Checker Records, which was a subsidiary of the famous blues label Chess Records. And in 1964, Coco Taylor cut Wang Dang Doodle. Went to the top of almost every chart back then. By the way, Wang Dang Doodle, as you know, was written by Willie Dixon also. Let's call on what some people refer to as the Queen of the Blues, our featured artist, Coco Taylor. And appropriately, her song is Let the Good Times Roll.
Hey, everybody! Let's have some fun. You only live once, and when you're dead, you die. The good times roll. Let the good times roll. Don't care if you're young or old. Get together. Let the good times roll. But don't sit there mumbling. You got to bring some cash to
a dolly and a quart in them just ran the clown. Don't let nobody play me cheap. I got 50 cents more than I'm gonna keep. The good time roll. Let the good time roll. Don't care if you're young or old. Get together. Let the good
Taylor, our featured artist, and Let the Good Times Roll. Coco's gonna be back in segment two with her version of I'm a Woman. You're gonna want to pick up on that one for sure. There's one thing I'm 100% sure of. It's time for a double dose of the blues. How about this for a double dose? Christone Kingfish Ingram is gonna lead off this double dose. Gonna be followed by the blues buddy of the show, Albert Cummings. His song is What Did I Do Wrong? But here's the Kingfish, Christone Kingfish Ingram. Believe These Blues.
As long as time keeps ticking, as long as people have to cry, when I see loved ones leaving, singing last goodbyes, I believe these blues are never gonna die. When I see bad things happen to good folks every day, children going hungry with nothing on their plate, won't ever go away. People try to end their troubles by drinking whiskey down, but I believe these blues will always be around. But I can play my song. I can't tell the future, but I sure enough can play my song. go on and on and on.
From the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle, this is Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Time to do a feature that we look forward to each week. I hope you do too. It's called Then and Now. We play a song from back then, and in segment two, we bring out a more modern version of that same song. Taking care of the then portion of our then and now feature is going to be Magic Sam. The song is All Your Love. I think there was a cover done of it by Magic Slim and the Teardrops. Some people get those confused. I have to admit I even was confused for a while, but the original version from 1957, Magic Sam and All Your Love. First installment on our Then and Now feature, Magic Sam from 1957, the original version of All Your Love. Coming up in segment two, the now portion is going to be done by Mick Jagger and the boys, the Rolling Stones. Wait till you hear what Mick and the Stones do to that one. Let's go back to back and belly to belly with a couple of great blues songs. Beth Hart's going to get out of the box with a song called A Change Is Gonna Come, and I'll have to say this. It really takes an artist with just singing a song, accompanying herself on the piano, no bass, no drums, no guitar, no horns, and make that song fly. Beth Hart does that, kicking off this double dose of the blues. She's going to be followed by John Lee Hooker, teamed up with Canned Heat. Their song is Whiskey and Women. But right now, Beth Hart. See if you don't agree that Beth does a great job. Just Beth and the piano, and a change is going to come.
Born by the river in a little tent, just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know, oh, a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. A change gonna come. I go to the movie, then I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me, don't you? Been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, please. Then he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh. I thought I couldn't last for long. Now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Change gonna come. I can feel it. A change gonna come. I can see it. A change gonna come. Gonna come. Veronica.
This is Andrew Hawk Brown singing the blues with the sun going down. If you like the blues, Buck's the bomb. Keep on listening to UncleBUC.com.
Got at least a half a bucket of blues we're going to lay on you in segment two, but right now we're going to take a little pause for the cause. Speaking of segment two, though, It's going to be kicked off by Freddie King. Coco Taylor, of course, our featured artist, is going to be back. We're going to have Blues Spins by Dr. John, Bobby Blue Bland. And don't forget, Boss Skaggs and Dwayne Allman are going to do Loan Me a Dime. Oh, well, you're going to like that one. And the Rolling Stones are going to take care of the now portion of Then and Now with their version of All Your Love. It's all coming up on segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
You're in the middle of another edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Welcome into what we officially call segment two, right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Getting our mojo working and our foot tapping, that was Freddie King. Big hit Freddie King had out back in 1961. Freddie King, known as one of the Three Kings, actually was christened at birth as Fred Christian back in Gilmer, Texas. Later became known as the Texas Cannonball. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Great bluesman, Freddie King in Hideaway. Time to get into the second installment of our feature we refer to as our featured artist of the day. You know what a featured artist she is. Quite a blues lady. I'm talking about Coco Taylor. Coco's got 9 albums to her credit, 8 Grammy nominations, 29 WC Handy Blues Awards. Even did a few stints in some movies as a blues singer, Wild at Heart, Blues Brothers 2000, and she was a great influence, by their own admissions, of folks like Bonnie Raitt, Shamika Copeland, Janis Joplin, and Susan Tedeschi. So let's turn Coco Taylor loose once again as our featured artist right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Her song is I'm a Woman.
Everything gonna be alright. Oh.
says sing the blues, child. Sing it from now on. I'm a woman. Oh, yeah. I'm a woman. I'm a ball of fire. I'm a woman. I can make love to a crocodile.
Could that lady sing the blues? Coco Taylor, our featured artist, and I'm a Woman. Let's go back to back and belly to belly with two great blues songs. First in this set is going to be Dr. John. His song is 1-2 a.m. Too Many. Okay, doctor, been there, done that. The doctor is going to be followed up by Bobby Blue Bland. His song is I Smell Trouble. Let's make a visit to the doctor. Dr. John and 1-2 a.m. Too Many.
Remember why he started out and why he'd be honky-tonkin' forever, even in the sweet by and by. He's drinking less and less, he's feeling it more and more, and the distance is getting longer. the boss through to the door, yeah. No matter how and where, he always hanging there till he spend his last penny. Cause he's been hanging out 1-2 a.m. too many. It's getting harder to last the night through. His eyes can't fight to smoke the way they used to. His beard is getting scraggly and his hair is getting mighty thin. Seems like a thousand dreams ago since the girl cared about where he's going and then. Still got some pride and he keeps his clothes clean and pressed. Always looking and acting real cool with some folks that somehow blessed. No matter how and where, he's always hanging there till he's spending his last penny. Till he's been hanging out 1-2 a.m. too many. You know, if he gets drunk and loses self-control, bartender keep an eye, nobody beat him for his bankroll. When the jukebox plays his favorite song, the one he feels deep inside.
Everybody, it's Andrew Sevener from season 16 of The Voice, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
Trouble. Love, it does. from now on, I will not run and hide. I'll face trouble with a smile. And hope it pass me by, 'cause I'll smell a trouble. They just won't let me be. Oh, yeah.
It's always good to hear from you here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Folks from all over responding to our Instagram and our Facebook post. Ed Parker sent a little news our way from out in California. A couple of weeks ago, when Albert King was our featured artist, we were talking about Albert being one of the three kings, and Ed Parker sent a news bit cluing me in that actually the first king of the blues to record was Saunders King, who recorded his first sides back in 1942. Listen to this. He later became Saunders King, later became Carlos Santana's father-in-law. How about that? Also want to give a shout out to Matthew Farage, hope I pronounced that right, who actually sent me a version of him doing Jimi Hendrix's Manic Depression. Being a fan of karaoke myself, I got a big kick out of that, Matthew. In segment one, our Then and Now song featured the original recording of All My Love, done by Magic Sam. And here to take care of the now portion of Then and Now, we're gonna call on the Rolling Stones in their up-to-date version of All of Your Love from their Blue and Lonesome album.
All your love, baby, can
It's that time in our weekly effort of slapping a little blues on you, where we're impelled to tell you that we've got time for two mo' before we go. And oh, what a two mo' it is today. In my own personal opinion, I've got to call the lead song in this two mo' before we go as a blues masterpiece. It was recorded back in 1969 at Muscle Shoals, when Dwayne Allman was actually a session guitarist at Muscle Shoals. He and Boz Scaggs got together down there and recorded a song called Loan Me a Dime. Of course, Boz Scaggs, fresh out of being a member of the Steve Miller Band, was doing some recording of his own, and what a recording this ended up being. It actually highlights the great guitar work of Dwayne Allman. Rolling Stone magazine actually has called Dwayne Allman as one of the greatest guitarists in the blues world, actually greatest guitarist period of all time. I think you're really going to like this. Coming up in the number two slot in this double dose of the blues, we call two mo' before we go. When you look at blues downloads, this song is always up near the top. Features Dorothy Moore, a big hit song of hers called Misty Blue. But leading off this double dose, Boz Scaggs, Dwayne Allman, and Loan Me a Dime.
Worrying me. I know she's a good girl. But at that time, I just didn't understand. I know she's a good girl. But at that time, I just didn't understand. Oh, no, I didn't. Somebody loaned me a dime. You know I need a helping hand.
Thank you.
check us out online at UncleBuck.com. That's UncleBuc.com.
Such a long, long time. Look like I get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you turns my whole world misty blue. Oh, just the mention of your name turns the flicker to a flame. Listen to me, good baby, I think of the things we used to do, and my whole world turns misty blue. Heaven knows I've tried. Baby, when I say that I'm glad we're through, deep in my heart I know I've lied. I've lied. I've lied. Such a long, long time. Looks like I get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you, my love, my whole world turns misty blue.
That just about puts a wrap on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Thanks for joining me today, and we always invite you to pick us up on our Facebook and Instagram post, and you can go to UncleBuc.com. Every show that we have done in the past is archived there by number, of course, and featured artists. Each Monday of the week, you can also find blues news right there on UncleBuc.com. So until next week or whenever we meet again, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on the radio.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday here on Legends Radio Network. For Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.